The Ohio Health and Aging Committee passed what is known as the Heartbeat Bill along party lines, with Republicans voting for it, Democrats voting against it. Jamie Miracle with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio has always opposed the bill, but she says she's also opposed to the process in this case.
The process was a circus from the very beginning. The committee notice went out at 5:15 at night. Testimony was due at 8:30 the next morning. There wasn't one business hour in between those two times. They did 3 hours of testimony. There are people on both sides of this issue who didn't get to testify on the bill. This was not the actions of a committee who thinks that the will of the people is behind them and that they're doing the right thing. These are the actions of people who want to sneak an unconstitutional, bad for Ohio bill through as quickly as possible with as few people noticing as possible.
The chairman of the committee, Republican Representative Lynn Watchman, is a sponsor of the Heartbeat Bill, but said it wasn't easy to pass this bill out of committee.
One member is out of state. Two other members were going to be no votes, and so I asked the speaker to replace three members with affirmative yeses. For me, protecting life as chairman of this committee has always been my number one priority, and getting this bill out of committee, it took to get that done today. So that's why that happened.
Watchman says he believes the bill has a good chance of passing the House, since Speaker Bill Batchelder was willing to swap out committee members to get the bill passed. But Watchman says he doesn't have any guarantees on when or if the bill will hit the full House floor. Groups that support the Heartbeat Bill tried to make its passage a political issue. When asked whether political considerations are the reason this bill is being brought forward now instead of before the election, Watchman responds this way.
Well, I've always wanted this to come up earlier than later for various, frankly, political reasons. It didn't come up till after election. Now it's time to get it done. I sense some nervousness among some people about bringing this up. I was not asked to hold it by anybody, but I'm, after 30 years, I've learned to read people and try to be courteous as you can be in the legislative process to people's, kind of what you're sensing.
A strong supporter of this bill, Janet Folger-Porter of the group Faith to Action, is happy that it's passed the committee, and she's looking forward to the fight to get it through the Ohio House and Senate. In the last General Assembly, the bill died in the Senate, but Folger-Porter is more optimistic this time around.
Suffice it to say that we're going to do everything we can, and we're not going to stop until they actually, protect babies with beating hearts. I mean, we hear all the speeches about how we regulate abortion. We regulate how and where we kill children. It's time we actually protect them. It's been 41 years. It's time we actually do something that will protect some babies, and this bill will go a long way toward that end.
Committee testimony on this bill was cut off after about 3 hours. Many people on both sides of the issue who wanted to testify didn't get the chance. Ohio Right to Life has not supported this bill, saying it is likely unconstitutional. And that was one of the reasons former Senate President Tom Niehaus gave for not bringing it to the floor in that chamber. Backers of the bill admit it will be challenged if it becomes law and hope it will be the vehicle to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Similar bills in two other states have already been struck down by the courts. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.